In 2004, Christian Ellis was a young US Marine fighting in the Iraq War, and eventually he returned home to find himself battling post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, 8 years on, his experiences are the basis for a new American opera called Fallujah. More from our arts correspondent, Vincent Down.
The city of Fallujah saw some of the bloodiest fighting in the Iraq War.
That was incoming! Incoming!
Just taken an RPG round straight overhead.
Coalition forces are now moving into Fallujah to bring to justice those who are willing to kill the innocent.
American-led forces were trying to uproot insurgents. There were heavy casualties, including many U.S. Marines.
Y'all in the process of making history. Kick some butt, all right?
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Christian Ellis, just into his 20s, was a Marine Corps gunner, injured in fighting. When eventually he left the military, Ellis, like so many others, suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder.
People don't understand that the war never ends for us. Even though we're at home, we're laughing, we're joking, there is a whole dark side and a private war. We're literally fighting. You may have all 10 fingers, all 10 toes, but it's that invisible injury that we are struggling to overcome. And some don't have what it takes to overcome, and they succumb to it.
Christian Ellis knew he needed something to make him feel whole again, and he decided that was music. He began taking singing lessons, but then he met someone who thought his experiences would make an opera, the first about the Iraq War.
I have so much. I have too much to
The someone was American philanthropist and filmmaker Charlie Annenberg Weingarten. He brought in playwright Heather Raffo to shape the script. Born in Michigan of Iraqi descent, Heather Raffo had already found success with a play about women in Iraq.
I felt that I knew this story, and that's where I took my grounding. I said, I absolutely know how to mine Christian Ellis for his life story. It's what I do. And I very much have a sympathetic ear to the Iraqi story. So I know how to bridge these two worlds in a way that no other playwright that isn't of Iraqi and American descent knows how to bridge.
The opera has US and Iraqi characters. Christian Ellis says working on it has become a big part of his therapy.
A lot has happened, good and bad. I'm usually doing pills or for medication to help with chemical imbalances, quote-unquote, by the VA and medics, or talking to a doctor in an office that really doesn't know me. But going through this opera has allowed me to have a lot of my guilt, shame, demons presented to me in a way that music can help heal. The therapy, quote-unquote, has been extraordinarily hard. I'm opening my world and life up to the entire world to see and become extremely vulnerable, them asking questions and knowing some of my past. That's very hard, but at the same time, I'm fixing things that I didn't think that I needed fixing. But this opera has showed I do.
A US staging is in the pipeline, but Fallujah has already had its first outing in Canada at City Opera Vancouver.
I was gonna make something of myself, but one made, one made.
Heather Raffo knows some will think opera too fancy a form for a story of fighting in Iraq and what came later, but she disagrees.
The reason why opera serves this subject matter perfectly is that the dramatic heights that you can get in this kind of music is perfectly suited to conflict that you get in war. They are both massive arenas. We will get servicemen and women there so that they can have a conversation with civilian patrons of the arts about the subject matter. It's something I also want to bring Middle Eastern Americans too. I want all these people in the same room having the conversation.
Heather Raffo, ending that report by Vincent Dowd.